Hello, and thank you for coming along. It's your pal, Valerie Smaldone, and your other pal,
Leslie Gold.
And together we make up America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and Leslie Gold.
Mm-hmm. You know, Valerie, that one of my favorite things in the world is coffee.
I do, because every time I'm with you, you offer me coffee copiously throughout the day.
Yeah, because I drink it all day long. I can drink it 15 minutes before I go to sleep.
And no effect.
No, and I love it. I want to marry it. That's how
really?
I'm, yes.
What's your favorite coffee?
Oh, I'm a Dunkin' Donuts fan.
Me too. You know, I know we have that in common. I love Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, and I have to admit, before I start on this next story, that I'm not a fan of the Starbucks coffee. It's a little too bitter to me. It tastes like jet fuel.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I'm going to put aside my own personal bias before we talk about this. Now, I know you're familiar with this, but let me just set it up here. Starbucks has come out with a new promotion of sorts.
Initiative.
Good, initiative. They want to promote a national dialogue on race called Race Together, quote, and what that will consist of is talking to your Starbucks barista about race, about the sensitive, controversial subject of race, which I know it doesn't seem like this could be a real thing, but this is a real thing that the CEO, who's full of himself,
Howard
Schultz,
yeah,
right, the billionaire titan that he is, he must have too much money and too much
time on his
hands, because he's decided that he is going to solve racism in this country by forcing a painfully awkward interaction between the barista and the customer about race. And how it works is you go in and you order your whipped latte, whatever it is.
Macchiato.
Right, and sort of randomly, they write, in where they write your name on the cup, instead, they write Race Together, which means you've won some sort of awful lottery and you've been picked to have a conversation with your barista about race.
Wait a minute. Are you saying it's not everybody?
It's not everybody. It's sort of along the lines. Remember, just about a month ago, McDonald's came out with a promotion that made you basically dance for your Egg McMuffin. You ordered your Big Mac, and when you went to pay, they said, you don't have to pay. What you have to do is turn around and hug the stranger behind you, and you get your order for free. Or you don't have to pay. Just call your mother and tell her you love her. And it was horrifying, right? No one wanted to hug a stranger. No one wanted to be forced to call their mother.
I just want to eat.
And it wasn't that much money we were talking about.
Right.
It's McDonald's.
Right.
People just wanted to pay. They didn't appreciate the free food.
Right.
They wanted McDonald's to stay in their lane,
right,
which is, I give you money, you give me product.
Right.
That's your lane. Same for Starbucks. That's your lane too, Starbucks. I give you money, you give me product. Let's not have a conversation about race. And how much do baristas make, by the way? $10 an hour?
I don't even think that much.
Okay.
But can I just say...
Wait, I just have to say...
Go ahead.
That's ample pay for you to have an informed, spirited discussion about race.
Right. So I'm on your page, and I'm thinking about the baristas. Some of them are very young. Some of them are their first job.
Right.
And they're really good at what they do. The foam is great. It's all fine.
the foam is great.
How are they equipped to have this very sensitive discussion? Are they informed? Who are these people and why?
And also, imagine, let's play it out. What is this going to sound like? You pick the losing lottery ticket. You have Race Together, and your barista comes over to you and says, what? So, what do you think about black folks? Or, you got any black friends? Or, what is the conversation starter?
Yeah.
Exactly.
How does this begin? And how does it end, more importantly?
It ends with you avoiding Starbucks for the next few weeks,
exactly,
until this thing calms down.
Stop this foolishness.
Yes. So... this, I think, is what happens when a CEO's ego combines with a useless manifestation of corporate social responsibility, and they come up with this, and it's a fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fiasco. The CEO of Starbucks should just give money to political causes and shut up.
It's just not their thing. It's not their responsibility to infuse this and impose it upon their loyal customers.
Yes.
Who, are, as you said, are there to get a service, a product, and get out.
Mm-hmm.
Drink their coffee and go away.
Yeah.
People are busy. And if they want to have this discussion, of course it's a free society, but don't impose it on anybody.
Yeah. But when you're in there in the morning and you're racing to get a coffee and run out so you can make it to work, do you really have time to discuss the last 200 years of racial inequality in the country? It really requires a much deeper conversation than you can have.
In 2 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. So
right.
Again, I'm not quite sure what he's hoping to accomplish.
I don't know. And then I imagine that the menu would change. It would be, well, I'll have an iced white privilege latte, please.
Wow.
Right.
So is this for a period of time, or is this like an open-ended conversation?
I promise you. It's supposed to have been going on for a period of time. I promise you that this thing is going to melt away within days. If you really want to kill it, people, I have a suggestion on how to kill it. Don't wait to get Race Together written on your card. Why not? I wish you would initiate the discussion on race with your barista. Because I'm sure that they hate it too, right? They're trying every possible way to avoid having a conversation about race. So when you order, finish your order and then say, by the way, I'd like to have a conversation about race. So what's the difference between a feather Indian and a dothead Indian? Can you tell me? just initiate a stupid conversation about race.
And go,
it'll go
and
away.
And they're going to say, oh, please. Please, let's not go there.
Yeah, right.
Give me the money and leave.
Yeah.
No, I think this is just an insane concept. And whether it's to have people go in there and buy more coffee or for press reasons, I don't think it's good. And I don't think it's going to work.
No, it's going to be terrible. Terrible. And again, about the staying in your lane thing, offering coffee from a chain store, there's a number of conditions that need to happen. It needs to be quick, sort of corporately polite, perfunctory, right? Which is exactly the opposite of the conditions that need to take place for you to have a real conversation about race, all right?
Because it takes time.
Yes.
And somewhat of a... How do you start talking to a stranger about something that may be very personal to you?
Yes.
Something that may be very... important to you and should be important to you. How do you begin this conversation?
Well, they begin it with you, which I'm sure they're thrilled about. Let me read you the chairman, the Howard Schultz, his statement on this, if I can. He said, we at Starbucks should be willing to talk about these issues in America. Because, you know, I know when big things happen in this country. This is my editorial. I always think, what does my barista think of this?
I think, right? I'll go to Starbucks and ask.
I'll find out. So he said, we at Starbucks should be willing to talk about these issues in America, not to point fingers or to place blame, and not because we have answers.
Then why?
Exactly. Then why are you doing it? But because staying silent is not who we are. I, for one, wish you would stay silent. Because staying silent... is who you should be. Yes.
Yeah. Just give us the coffee or the hot chocolate or the latte and go away.
Yeah. I mean, it's already infuriating that the prices are too high and I have to add my own milk.
I have to say, I always stay away from Starbucks personally. If people like to meet at Starbucks and I say, I'd rather not. I don't like the smell in the place.
Yes.
My clothes start to stink of like roasting beans.
Mm-hmm.
And while I really applaud the fact that they began a whole new genre of the food industry, really, Starbucks was very important, and I just wish I had bought stock. That's what I wish.
Okay. Well, you don't have to consume the things that you invest in.
That's true.
Certainly. Right.
It should have been years ago.
Yeah. If I want a conversation in a coffee shop, it should be over 2% milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have 2% milk? That's the extent of the dialogue I want to have. We could debate whether you should have 2% milk. I think that's about as important as you should get. Oh, really? You only have skim and half and half? What an interesting choice. I myself favor 2%, right?
Or you want to find out if the milk is fresh, because I, for one, am a fat-free milk consumer.
Okay.
And oftentimes it's not used that often, so it's not that fresh.
Oh.
If you care to know.
Mm-hmm. Right, which is a worthy conversation to have in your coffee shop. Right?
And that's all we need.
Yes. Cinnamon or not? Would you like to top it with nutmeg or not?
See, this is why we go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Exactly,
it's so
because
easy.
They're not forcing me to talk about ISIS or race, right? Or the IRS or any of the other big issues of the day.
It's so much easier, Dunkin' Donuts. Well, thanks for coming along to America Weekend, where we have all kinds of thought-provoking ideas and concepts.
Black coffee matters.
It's much more coming up here on America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
I'm Leslie Gold.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you know how to use positive punishment with your child? It's not new, just a spin on discipline, which puts parents squarely in control. Here's the developmental science of it. Sometimes giving a child a way out is more effective than punishment. To explain, before you dare to punish the old-fashioned way, ask yourself, is there a way your child can undo whatever damage has been done? Say the child's broken something. Ask them how they would go about replacing the broken object. If their plan is agreeable, you've taught the right thing to do without raising your voice or your hand. What's the cheap psychological trick? Positive parenting teaches and holds children responsible for repairing and learning from their actions. Check out my new book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green. Harrison with you, another global warming reality check. Falsehood number 3, global warming will help sea life. Fact, the ocean is becoming highly acidic because of contact with airborne CO2 from human activity. Many forms of ocean life use calcium carbonate to form their skeletons or shells, like coral reefs and shellfish. Ocean acidification destroys this kind of sea life. Now here's an easy home experiment that'll simply show how it works. Take a piece of chalk, put it in a glass of water, then slowly add a simple acid like some plain vinegar. The water will start to bubble, emitting CO2, and the chalk will simply dissolve. In 2005 on the West Coast, hundreds of thousands of seabirds failed to breed. Due to this ocean acidification, fewer phytoplankton, coral reefs, and bottom-feeding shellfish also means fewer fish for both human.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.